Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel recently filed a brief at the Court of Appeals regarding Boston's unconstitutional secret policy that censors religious, particularly Christian, viewpoints. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a case that has gone now. This is the second time to the Court of Appeals. We filed suit against the city of Boston because the city of Boston has what they have actually called, in their own words, a public forum. Now, those are significant words from a constitutional free speech perspective. That means the city has created a forum for First Amendment expressive activity. Well, what's the forum? The forum includes the flagpoles. They're right there in front of the city. And the forum has allowed different community groups and people to put up their own flag commemorating their specific event that day. And they've allowed a lot of different kinds of flags of a lot of different events. And when Camp Constitution, Matt, wanted to display its Christian flag regarding its Constitution Day celebration, they said, no, we don't allow religious flags. And that ultimately resulted in the beginning of this lawsuit.
Blatant, unfettered viewpoint discrimination, unconstitutional on its face, singles out a religious speech and that expression as being verboten, like we see in countries like the former Soviet Union. That is not the American way. That is unconstitutional, and Liberty Counsel is calling them out on it.
You know, they've allowed other flags. I mean, particularly with the LGBT agenda, they have flown up there, you know, but it's the religious flags that they're discriminating against.
Yeah, they have the so-called LGBT flag. They've got the
so-called
transgender flag.
Whatever that is, yeah.
They've got flags of other countries for different events. Regarding those countries, this particular event, this began in 2017, and every year there is a day that is a federal day set aside in Washington, D.C., around the country. It's called Constitution Day. And in 2017, it's September 17. And on that day, people around the country celebrate the Constitution. I know in universities, something regarding the Constitution oftentimes is mentioned. We did this at Liberty University every Constitution Day. And on this particular time, they wanted to, Camp Constitution, a Christian organization, celebrate Constitution Day. And they wanted to specifically talk about the civic and cultural contributions of the Christian community to the city of Boston, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, religious tolerance, the rule of law, the U.S. Constitution, and so forth. And Boston, of all places, has a rich history with regards to the cultural and civic contributions of Christians with regards to the founding of the country and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Seems like a no-brainer.
I know.
They wanted to celebrate on Constitution Day, a viewpoint regarding the specific component of the Christian community's contributions. And the city of Boston said, no, we can allow, you know, maybe a pro-China flag. We can allow, you know, the LGBT and Pride event and the transgender flag and a whole bunch of other things, but nothing regarding religion. Now, their policy didn't say anything about that. And they said, well, it's an unwritten policy, and they are rigorously enforcing it. So, Matt, it should have been a no-brainer. We filed a federal lawsuit. It's clearly unconstitutional what the city did. But the district judge ignored the arguments, ignored the First Amendment, and accepted at face value the city's self-serving statements that it doesn't discriminate against the Christian viewpoint when it obviously does. This is now up on appeal. We just filed our briefs in this case, and I believe we have a strong chance to reverse this matter. At the end of the day, we will win this case. We will not allow this Christian censorship to stand.
And eventually, it may have to go above and beyond that.
Yeah, it may have to. So, you know, here's the thing. When the Constitution, the precedent of the Supreme Court talks about what's called public forums. Now, traditional public forums are forums that traditionally have been open for expressive activities. Those include parks, streets, and sidewalks. And those are places where you can engage in public expression. Now, you may have to schedule time and location for a parade, but those are opportunities to engage in public gatherings and free speech. Those are what's called traditional public forums. Those are forums that can never be shut down. By nature, that's what they are. Then there's also what's called a designated public forum, and these are places where the government, it's not a street, sidewalk, or park, so think of anything other than a street, sidewalk, or park, but where the government allows expressive activity, and that could be a band shell, you know, maybe near a lake where you can have different kinds of events. It could be a library where they have a common meeting room where they allow people to have different events, public schools, use of their facilities after school, and you go on and on and on. The opportunities, the options are endless. Well, in this particular case, it happens to be the flagpoles, and we're not calling these public forum because we're trying to make your argument. The city itself and its policy calls these flagpoles a public forum, and they have treated it as a public forum. In a public forum, you can't censor religious viewpoints or viewpoints. You can't censor content unless it's very narrow. And what they are doing is both censoring content, religion, and viewpoint. They're censoring a religious viewpoint on the subject matter of Constitution Day. Now, I'm sure they would have no problem with celebrating Constitution Day vanilla, generically, no religion. You know, you could have Constitution Day with no religion. But as long as you have religion as your subject matter, in this case, the civic and cultural contributions of the Christian community to Boston, the Commonwealth, and so forth, they say no, not allowed. Well, that is unconstitutional. It is a shame we have to spend so much time litigating this, but we're not going to give up. And at the end of the day, pray for this case because it is a significant one. We will win. Of all places, Holly, in the city of Boston.
I know. I'm just speechless to think about this. I mean, where would we be without the Constitution? Where would Boston be without the Constitution and the rich history that we have there? I mean, we're talking about three flagpoles in front of the city hall. And how can you say that you have a public forum if you discriminate against a particular flag? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It's unconstitutional. And understand, the flag that the Camp Constitution wanted to fly, the Christian flag, it's white with blue and it has the cross. That's it.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's only there during the time that they're there. So right. It's not like it's going to stand there for a week. It's not even going to stand there necessarily when they're not there. When they're there in front of the flagpole having an event is when the flag goes up.
Yeah.
So it's not something that's going to be confused when you drive by the city hall and there's, are they
having church? Or?
Having church there in city hall now? Is this an establishment of religion? They're going to see these people gathered out there and they're going to have posters or whatever about Constitution Day.
And listen to what the Massachusetts Constitution, even today, starts with this. We, therefore, the people of Massachusetts, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of the great legislator of the universe in affording us in the course of his providence and devoutly imploring his direction in so interesting a design, do agree upon, ordain, and establish the following Constitution of Massachusetts. It goes on and on. Part 1, Article 2 talks about the creator and preserver of the universe, the supreme being, God. It says, liberty or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience.
And you know who was very involved in drafting that Constitution? Our first vice president, second president, a Christian, spoken very eloquently about the founding of this country being on a Christian basis and God, none other than John Adams. Uh-huh. So, I mean, we're talking about the Christian contributions to Boston and the Commonwealth and the rest of the country and religious tolerance, the rule of law. That's like the epicenter of our birth, and yet they won't allow people to even, probably they would have a problem, Matt, with even reading part of their own Massachusetts
constitution. Yeah.
Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for this case, as we now are up on appeal. Oral argument will be later this year. To follow it and other issues, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.